This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The center of British finance, the city, it's called, capital T, capital C, about a square mile in the middle of London, is having some post-Brexit angst because it wasn't included in the trade deal the UK made with the European Union. And now that the UK is out of the EU, the city's ability to get to that huge market right next door has been at least partially limited. There are talks happening, of course, but in the meanwhile, as Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports from London, one city's angst is another city's opportunity.
The city lies just to the east of St. Paul's Cathedral, Britain's most famous church alongside Europe's biggest financial centre. But is Brexit going to drive the money changers out of London? Has the exodus already begun?
The best estimates now are that perhaps 10,000 jobs have been lost.
Sir Mark Boliat, a city grandee and fierce opponent of Brexit.
It means there are 10,000 fewer jobs in London than there were, and 10,000 more somewhere else in the European Union.
And this is where some of those jobs have gone.
Das sagen Sie immer wieder.
The Frankfurt Stock Market. The EU has decreed that all official trading in EU-listed equities must take place only on EU exchanges. Since Britain has the same financial regulations as the EU, this is a mean-spirited land grab, says Andrew Hilton of the CSFI think tank.
The Europeans want some of this business that London has. It is the major international financial centre, and the Europeans want a slice of it.
And he says the EU member states have bent over backwards to lure bankers and brokers and other finance workers away from London.
If you relocate from London to Paris, for instance, you can get a 70% break on your income tax. A similar deal in Italy, a similar deal in Spain. It's pretty cutthroat.
And no one has been quite as cutthroat as the French.
Mesdames et messieurs, chers amis, avec cette édition spéciale des prix Choose France...
Under a programme called Choose France, the French government has offered London-based financial firms a wide range of inducements, streamlining its bureaucracy, for example. It's begun to pay off. Big American companies like Goldman Sachs have shifted several thousand jobs from London to the French capital. French policymakers have been quoted gloating that they are, quote, going to feed off the carcass of the city. And so what has the UK government been doing to protect London's financial centre against European predators?
The government has not prioritised financial services in the way that you would have expected.
Sir Simon Fraser, former head of the UK Foreign Office, who now runs the Flint Global consulting firm.
The voice of the city and does not appear to have been listened to as much as you would have expected.
It should have, he says. The EU accounts for a third of the city's exports. The UK government is now negotiating for the city to be granted so-called equivalent status so it can continue to trade freely with the EU. It had better succeed, says Fraser.
If there is a long-term uncertainty about the regulatory equivalence arrangements, then that could become a danger.
Brexiteers shrug off the threat. Daniel Hodson, former head of the Life Futures Exchange, is not in the least bit alarmed by the continental scramble for the city's share of international business.
Yes, you've got good financial centres like Frankfurt, like Paris, like Milan, but they are not and never will be, certainly not in a generation, the size of the City of London.
The city job losses of 10,000 are minimal, he says, out of a total workforce of 750,000. The city is literally too big, too liquid to fail. The EU needs its vast pools of capital. The next few months should reveal whether that confidence is justified. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.